I'm Rob Matheson in Doha. The top stories in Al Jazeera. Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan has cast his vote in the second round of presidential election. He's running against opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who voted in the capital, Ankara. Sinem Kosyolu is in Istanbul.
Both leaders, Kılıçdaroğlu and Erdogan, called on their voters, their supporters, to cast their ballots and not to take the first round's results as granted. Because still, despite the difference in the first round, both sides are running after the far right's votes, which came up more than expected, larger than expected, around 5.2. That's why even one vote is very important for both candidates.
Mediators are calling for Sudan's warring sides to extend their week-long humanitarian ceasefire. The truce between the army and the rapid support forces is due to expire on Monday evening. Its brokers, Saudi Arabia and the US, say an extension will allow the delivery of urgent aid. The UN says more than half of Sudan's population is in need of humanitarian assistance. At least one person has been killed and several have been injured in Russian drone strikes in the Ukrainian capital. Ukraine's military says it downed 52 of the 54 drones that were launched overnight. Officials say it was the largest drone attack on the city since the beginning of the war. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated a new parliament building. It's part of a government project to revamp New Delhi's administrative centre. Opposition parties boycotted the opening, calling Modi's involvement an insult. They say it should have been led by the president. US President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have reached an agreement in principle to raise the debt ceiling. They made the deal days before an expected default. It increases the amount the government can borrow, but it cuts some federal spending. At least two Iranian guards and an Afghan security officer have been killed in a gunfight at the border. The incident happened along Iran's Sistan and Balochistan province and the Afghan province of Nimroz. In response, the head of the Iranian army ground forces traveled to the border. The Taliban has sent troops and further weaponry to reinforce security. Both sides say the situation is now calm.